The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along. You're listening to the Irish Racing Preview with Andy Holding. It's Dave Kellner in the studio, ready and set to look ahead to this card at Nace this evening. The card begins at 5:45 and it's a 7-race card, and we start off with a maiden. Andy, first of all, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
How's things?
Good, all good, yeah.
Good stuff. Going good to firm. They've watered at Nace.
They have, yes. Check the going report, or the weather report as well, and there might be the odd shower, but I think they're going to miss the majority of it over there in Nace tonight. So, yeah, fast ground. At least that's a level playing field. We know we're not dealing with any dodgy, possible change in ground, yep. Which is what I like. Yeah, nice bit of continuity. So, yeah, we'll crack on. I think the draw could be very significant as well there tonight.
Well, the draw could be a problem for the favourite in the opening race. Hurry Up Harriet is the favourite for the opening maiden over 5 furlongs. And she looks to have the requisite quality to win a race like this, having finished third in a listed contest last time, Andy. But that draw is a concern.
It is a slight concern. A lot depends where they race at Nace, which is always the problem here, working it out in advance. Sometimes they do come down the centre. Usually when the ground's on the softest side does that happen. Usually when the ground's on the quick side, they tend to stay on the far side. And if that's the case, you could be well right, Dave, with this Hurry Up Harriet, who's stuck out on a limb in trap 9, whereas her main market rival from the Watchman's Stable, Sign From Heaven, could have the luxury of racing on that far side rail in stall number 1. And that probably tips the balance in the favour of the Watchman filly for me. They're very closely matched, these two horses, on form, because on the line through Celtic Man and Abakova, two horses that these two individuals have run against collaterally, there's hardly anything between them. So it could well be that draw is the significant factor here tonight rather than ability. And if that's the case, then Sign From Heaven, around about the 9-4, 2-1 mark, I think could be the value bet in the first.
Sign From Heaven in the opening race. The second race looks tougher, Andy. This is the final barbecue evening handicap over 5 furlongs. I suppose final barbecue, does that mean summer's coming to a close already?
Is there going to be some like barbecue burials tonight after racing?
Maybe so.
Everyone sends them down the tip or something like that.
That's it. It's a hard race, Andy.
It is, yeah. I've always got a soft spot for You Could Choose. I tipped him a couple of runs back when we went for a bit of a punt with him, and he just got nutted late on here by Penny Serenade. But that contained quite a few of these in against him again tonight, most notably South Ring, who seems to be on the improve, particularly when now she's dropped back down to sprinting. Both of these two were drawn towards the far side. I think You Can Choose will probably drag this field along again at a good pace. I'm sure you get a good run for your money if you back You Can Choose again under a Slattery's charge, despite the handicapper having his say following the win the other day in Tipperary. But such is his record here, and the fact that Declan McDonough's on again, and he's liable to lead through majority of this race, he's difficult to sort of not make a strong case out for, to be honest, because I do like course form here at this track. And, he's going to be quite difficult to catch on this quick ground. He's 6-1 with William Hill this morning. You can either back him each way and be safe in the knowledge he's going to give you a massive run, or probably have a couple of bets and chuck South Ring in there, because I do think the finish will be fought out by one of those two. South Ring's going to get a nice pull into the race following You Can Choose through. And, we've got to give a massive amount of credit to South Ring's performance here last time behind You Can Choose, because You Can Choose went hard down the middle from trap 13, and South Ring was rather marooned on the far side in stall number 1, so I kind of upgraded the filly's performance. So it is a difficult one for me, almost like I'm torn to go for You Can Choose and stay loyal, but I think the safest option is probably to back them both.
Okay, dutching those two then, You Can Choose and South Ring in the 6:15. The 6:50 is a maiden over 6 furlongs, Andy, and Swift Action likely to go off around about the even money mark, having finished 5th on debut at the Curragh, and that was a much better maiden, Andy.
It was, Dave, yeah. I mean, she's top on my figures. That was a good race that Curra won by Royal Empress. Had the experience of several good runs in maidens prior to that. And Wexford Opera, who went into that race with a bucket load of form, also gives a good ballast to the form. Illustrator was second. That won, I think, the start after, if my memory serves me correctly, here at Nace. So the form did take one or two boosts thereafter. And I thought Swift Action ran with a degree of promise. In and around the time when John Ox's horses weren't exactly firing on all cylinders. John's had a really sluggish start to the season, as I've said on many occasions on the podcast, but the green shoots of recovery are definitely there for all to see. And I think with just normal improvement, this filly should be able to take a race like this. She's got a good draw potentially in stall number one. Of course, we get to see the first two races to see where the jockeys are going and where the best ground might be. But if that far side rail isn't too bad, then stall number one could be exploited here by Declan McDonough. She just got a little bit tired first time out in that good race at the Curra. As I said, they went a really good gallop, so it was no great surprise that she was huffing and puffing a bit at the finish. And her main opposition here looked quite weak. I mean, Cottrell's had quite a few chances and, of course, was behind Swift Action on debut. Lived Dangerously ran quite well last time out at Fairy House beyond Houston, doing all his best work at the finish. He'll be staying on later than some. And obviously, we've got to keep an eye on Patrick Flynn's charge. Shamandina. So, you know, it isn't a great race, but I mean, Swift Action ran about the 10 to 11 mark. I think he's fairly solid in what looks a really rancid bad maiden.
Swift Action, the selection in the 650. The 725 is the feature race on the card, and this is the Sweet Mimosa Stakes, a listed race over 6 furlongs. And Snow Queen is likely to go off favourite, but challenging Boston Rocker for that vying for favouritism, those two.
Yeah, the ratings will tell you that Swift Snow Queen has got quite a bit in hand over this slot. She's rated 104, courtesy of several really big efforts in group races this season. She's been dining at the very top table. And that run last time out was another solid return from this Danehill Dancer filly behind Fierce Solana, and along came Casey in a very strongly run race at Fairy House. I think dropping back in trip shouldn't hold too many fears. They're bound to go a good gallop here. There's one or two front runners in this race going to drag the field along at a good pace, particularly Mona Lisa from the Ray Guest Stable. She's made all the running to win twice over 6 furlongs in lowly company over in the UK a couple of times already. We've got Allegra Tack as well, another horse that likes to attack from the front. So there's bound to be a good generation of speed from the early stage. And it'll suit Snow Queen because obviously she stays really well. And she's won here before. I think she won one of those competitive nurseries towards the back end of last season with a bit of cut in the ground. She's very solid, and she probably would just be my selection ahead of Boston Rocker, who also has been a model of consistency so far this season. Second in a really, really good 3-year-old handicap early on in the year, over course and distance. Looks pretty good on paper, and a couple of decent efforts thereafter have certainly not tarnished her reputation behind Fisolana and the very good Aidan O'Brien horse last time out at Fairy House, Sea Siren, where she just couldn't quite get on terms with the older horses on that occasion. So quite a good little race between the front two in the market here. They definitely set a good standard, and, you know, I'm not being overly dogmatic, but I'll just go for Snow Queen. If in doubt, always go for Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien on one of their home patches.
Snow Queen, the pick in the 725. The 755, Andy, this is a race over a mile, and 45, likely to go off pretty short price, odds on. This horse has been improving but hasn't been winning.
No, he hasn't, but to be fair to the horse, I mean, you wouldn't castigate him too harshly for one or two really good efforts, near misses in defeat. Certainly nothing wrong with his temperament, etc., because he's got a barrel load of seconds next to his name. Doesn't necessarily mean to say that he's not you know, trying as hard as he can. And I very much have got that impression on his last two or three starts. All the horses have beaten him. Have either got first run or they're just very useful. Tandem last time out in the first time visor just got first run on him. But he came from an unbelievable position to finish second. I mean, he passed probably about 10 horses in the home straight at Leopardstown, which is not an easy task, particularly in a hot handicap. Prior to that, Ansgar just got first run on him. He's a very difficult horse to catch, Ansgar, once he's on a roll. And, you know, Shrewthahan at the time, early on in the season, was in really good form from the Deegan stable. So I've got nothing against 45 at all. I think he's quite a good bet to land this, to be honest. He's going to be short. I mean, I'm not going to nap him because, you know, he's just too short for me to put up a nap. I'd probably like to go for something else with a bit more juice in the price. But he should take care of this four in a tactically run race. I don't look any further than Joseph O'Brien. He's very much like the Richard Hughes over in Ireland. Whatever Joseph does, the rest sort of dance to his tune. So hopefully 45 with a good positive ride from Joseph, because he has made the run-in in the past, will be good enough for the other three.
The penultimate race on the card, Andy, is the Apprentice Handicap over a mile. This race at 8:30, and High Hill Beauty is likely to be your favourite. This horse finished second at Killarney last week, but the front two pulled well clear of the third. Looks like it could be decent form.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Funny enough, the two horses I'm concentrating on here in what looks a pretty iffy-looking handicap, both ran in back-to-back days at the Killarney Festival last week. High Hill Beauty, who you mentioned, from the John Murphy stable, ran the day before Roja Dove in another competitive handicap. And the one that Roja Dove contested was a more stronger run one on my figures. Nothing wrong with High Hill Beauty's run. And from the path in the back straight where I'd done them from, the sectional time, which I clocked virtually every horse on that particular meeting, they both ran exactly the same time, 54.4, which is quite incredible. Roger Dover carried a bit more weight, so you'd probably give that a little bit more credence to that effort, plus the fact that the overall and the stronger time was the race that measured approval won. Hence, I'm quite keen on Ken Condon's charge here, Roger Dover, on many counts. Not only is she a course winner here at Nace, which I think is a positive sign, she's also got a much better draw than the likely favourite here, High Hill Beauty, who's drawn in the coffin box right out on the wing in stall 17. Now, many race analysis at Nace will know that stall is almost impossible to overcome here. You need a very good horse. You need a horse who's massively well handicapped to overcome that. And I think at sort of around about the 137 to 2 mark, she represents quite weak value here. You need to be quite close towards that inside rally. You need to get a good position into the home straight at Nace. They don't often come from too far back here. And Roja Dove, I think, will be more handier than the likely favourite. And for that reason, she's my nap of the night here tonight. Really keen on Roja Dove. I think her speed figures are good. She gets on really well with Ross Coakley in this apprentice handicap, where I think association with a horse is going to be key. And all her last three or four runs have been very solid on the numbers. She likes quick ground. She likes it here at Nace. She's well drawn. Comes here off the back of a big number, 7-1 each way. Roja Dove is my nap of the night.
Good stuff, Andy. And the final race on the card is the 9 o'clock. This is the Nace Racecourse on Facebook Handicap over a mile. Just the six of them to conjure with here, Andy. And One True Love is likely to be the second favourite in the market at 7-2. Was hugely consistent, this horse, but a bit disappointing at the Curragh last time.
Yeah, I mean, it's no great surprise, really, we're on True Love. She's just been on the go for quite a while, and Aidan O'Brien's tried to squeeze every ounce of ability out of her. And when they finally won a race, I think that would be the huge sigh of relief from the Ballydore camp, because she's looked a little bit of a twicer on more than one occasion. She comes out travelling, sometimes doesn't find a great deal off the bridle. And it was to Joseph O'Brien's ultimate skill that he managed to drop her right on the jam stick in front at Garran three starts ago. The signs are that she's beginning to fatigue a little bit off the evidence of the run the other day at the Curragh. I thought they might have given her a little bit of a rest. Therefore, I couldn't really back her on several counts. I'm quite keen on more than my Jobsworth. I was almost toying with napping this horse, to be honest, but I've gone for Roja Dove, because I do think each way at 7 or 8 to 1 in a 16-17 run a handicap where we get four places is probably the safest option or the safest way to go. But I do like Gerlines' three-year-old here. I think he's on the upgrade. Since he's had the blinkers on, he's never looked back. And he's proven around this track as well, which I've talked about on many occasions tonight. He's very vital here at Nace. He was a bit unlucky last time out when Rain God got first run, and it was a good ride by Joseph O'Brien, who nicked the race. But Gerlines' inmate was doing all his best work at the end. Prior to that, he'd finished second to Jumbo Steps at Garran, and Jumbo Steps has won again since. And even Capitol Hill, who was third to More Than My Jobsworth back in June, as advertised that form as well. So every which way you look, More Than My Jobsworth has got every tick in every single box, and I'd expect him to come through here and win the last.
Superb, thank you, Andy. It's been a pleasure speaking to you this morning, and I look forward to catching up soon.
Will do, Dave, thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.